The Art of Work, Section 24. Indeed, the most distressing aspect of life under the sun is that every one of us will eventually die. That knowledge fills our hearts with sadness and our minds with worry while we live, and then we die anyway. At least while we are alive, we have hope, for as they say, a live dog is better off than a dead lion. We, the living, know that one day we must die, but the dead know nothing more. They have no further influence, and no one remembers them for long. Their love, hate, and envy have long since vanished. Never again will they have a part in anything that happens under the sun. Kohelet closed his last section by noting death comes to all upon this earth. Today he searches about in those dark ashes until he finds a small gem of hope, a flickering light that points again to his undying belief that life under the sun can be a good thing despite the difficulties that come our way and the physical end of life that we must all face. One of the hallmarks of wisdom literature is this sort of dry sense of humor, at times even sarcastic, for wisdom sees both the dark clouds and the rays of hope that shine through. Often when I perform this section, I will see people smile or hear them laugh, especially the elderly. They understand that we spend far too much time, far much of our life, worrying about death. They can see that it is a grand waste of our lives, for it does not affect the outcome. His proverb, "A live dog is better off than a dead lion," is rather funny, for in our youth we may have aspirations to be that triumphant lion, the king of the beasts, but we often end up as a mangy old hound, enjoying the scraps that come our way. And this will be the place Kohelet will come to in the next section, for he does not leave us in this dark place just looking at death. He is instead asking us, what do you hope to gain from all your hard work under the sun while you're alive? He has shown us that our world has been twisted by God, and our lives are constrained by death. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return. That's a reality. He is painting a very real picture of life under the sun, but then he's going to ask us to look at that picture and say, so now what? In the light of all I have told you so far, what are you going to do? How should you view your work? How should you live out your remaining years? Tomorrow will be day 25 of our study, and we're coming now to the end of Kohelet's teachings, and he's going to pull a lot of thoughts together and present us with the most complete and comprehensive answer to our theme questions. It's one of my favorite sections, and I am definitely looking forward to sharing it with you. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on the Book of Ecclesiastes. My website is artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.